A report into the use of ice or crystal methamphetamine by the Australian Crime Commission provides the first national picture of the size and scope of the problem. It warns that of all illicit drugs, ice is the most dangerous and provides the greatest risk to the nation. It also reveals that around 1.3 million Australians have tried ice and that organised crime groups are mixing ice with other illicit drugs to make it even more addictive. Peter Donald has our report.
When it comes to illicit drugs, ice is now officially Australia's number one problem.
Sadly, our nation's addiction to this mind-eating, life-ending drug is paying big dividends for the organised criminals who are profiting from the misery that this drug creates.
The Justice Minister, Michael Keenan, has released the Australian Crime Commission's first national report on ice.
Prolonged use of this drug causes irreparable mental health damage. We are seeing that at our hospitals. I know that I've been into a hospital that services my electorate. I asked them what their most significant problem was, and they said the thing they're worried about most is violence against their staff because of people who are on ice. This is a drug that distorts the way people think. It leads them to behave in ways that they would never behave if they weren't on this drug, and it does them irreparable mental health damage.
And its use and purity is on the rise, according to the CEO of the Crime Commission, Chris Dawson. Ice, he says, is particularly a problem in some rural and regional communities.
Up to 1.3 million Australians have at some point in time used methamphetamine. That is of great concern to us because of the highly addictive and destructive nature of this drug, that 1.3 million Australians have tried it or in fact are addicted to it, is of a national concern.
Australian users are paying a premium. Ice, costing $80 a gram in China, costs up to $500 a gram in Australia. The Justice Minister, Michael Keenan.
What this report highlights is because ice is significantly more expensive in Australia, the lucrative nature of peddling in that product here means that we are attracting transnational and organised criminal attention from literally all points of the globe, from Asia, from Africa, from the Middle East. The lucrative nature of Australia's ice market means that this has become a destination for organised criminal gangs to ship drugs into.
Once the drug arrives on shore, the Crime Commission's Chris Dawson says outlawed gangs are playing a big role.
The outlaw motorcycle gangs are a central part of organised crime in Australia. They are not the only crime group, though. We have transnational groups coming from nearly 50 countries who are importing drugs and or involved in the manufacture or trafficking within Australia. But of all the crime groups, the Australian Crime Commission is seeing that the outlaw and motorcycle groups are one of the biggest concerns.
The government says extra funding for customs and border protection and setting up a national gang squad has helped. Ice worth $1.5 billion was taken off the streets in one seizure last year. But the Minister and the head of the Crime Commission both stress this is not a law enforcement issue alone.
Our parents, our educators, our health providers, rehabilitation, this is a problem that the entire nation needs to be focused on to address.
It's parents and teachers and others, leaders within the community, that need to be disseminating information about how dangerous this drug is. Parents do need to talk to their children about the dangers of illicit drugs, in particular about the dangers of ice. We know that ice has been doing significant harm. This is the first national intelligence picture we have of it, and it's going to help us inform the Commonwealth's response.
That's the Justice Minister, Michael Keenan, ending Peter Donald's report.